You know, I was the underdog when I asked my wife out on a date.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
He's a weapon. Stability is the key in any situation.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri. I'm joined here alongside my co-host,
Max Heinemann.
Now, Max, how's your morning going? I know it's a little early here, but guess what? We're right on the mark. 8 o'clock. We're here.
It's been a good morning so far. Woke up bright and early and made it here on time. So we're all good.
All right. Well, we'll get straight into it. Let's recap the past week in Arabian sports. We'll start with last night, of course. That's the big event what we're going to be talking about today. The 7-1 Arabians go to play their Shelbyville Golden Bears on their senior night. They get the big win, 49-7, and advance to 8-1 with an almost near flawless regular season.
It was a resilient night last night for the Arabians. They were firing on all cylinders. Linemen were getting to the second line. Joel Weaver was just phenomenal in the first quarter, and that's what really set them up for the as big as a win as they got.
Yeah, 3 touchdowns in the first quarter, and then he really didn't see too much field after that. But still, I mean, I've said this multiple times, and especially last time in the broadcast, he had 3 games, or his past 4 games, 3 of them, he's had 3 touchdowns in them. That is special. You don't see that very often, and that can't be replicated.
No, it really can't. And, I mean, that game wouldn't have been as close, or it wouldn't have been such a blowout as it was without, you know, the first quarter that Joel Weaver had. And it's credit to the O-line also. I mean, that's where it starts, from the snap all the way to, you know, into the gap that's made for Joel Weaver to bust through, and he's just able to make plays with his speed and his strength. His IQ is off the charts already as a sophomore.
Yeah, and then for Brant Gray, junior quarterback for Pendleton Heights, he was coming off a Yorktown game where he had his career highs in completions of 14 and then 184 yards through the air, and he picked up right where he left off this week, and I mean, had another great game. He's starting to get to the point where, you know, those first 4, maybe 5 games of the season, you know, he's getting adjusted to the varsity level. He's playing good, competent football. He had 1 interception in week 1 and none since. Now we're getting to the point where he's making some plays. He's putting his team out there, and, you know, when it's a 3rd and long, he's going to be the guy to go get that first down.
No, I really think going into next week, I think facing up against the not as skilled defense as Mount Vernon, I think Richmond is going to want to have Brant push the ball down the field through the air. I think it's going to be a hard air attack, depending on the weather. We are in October, so you don't really know what's going to happen. So that's something we could see out of Brant Gray, just probably like a 20-pass night from our quarterback.
Yeah, it was that Mount Vernon game was definitely a different one. It wasn't like many other games. And this is a completely weird scenario because, you know, I mentioned seeding multiple times in the broadcast. Of course, they don't draw sectionals because of seeding. But if there were seeding, Pendleton Heights would be the one and Mount Vernon would be the last. They're 0-9 on the season, and Pendleton Heights has the second best record in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. This is going to be a weird game. As a coach, you got to like keep your players motivated and keep them hungry. And on the Mount Vernon side, I guess the same, but like, you're just going for the upset if you're Mount Vernon. This was a season of unscripted, unplanned football.
No, I guarantee you, nobody in that building expected to be 0-9 or 0-8 right now. I mean, that is completely unexpected, especially with the prestigious coaching that they have from Coach Lindy. It's just, you don't really expect that. And we talked about it on the broadcast last night. There's the rivals that the players have, but there's also the rivalry that the coaches have. Coach Richmond talks about it all the time, the relationship he has with these coaches in this conference, in the Hoosier Heritage Conference, and that's something that you watch out for. But you're right, how do, like, in their minds, like, in like out in the air, they're like, yeah, we're going to win. We know we're going to win. We have this. We're good. That's the mindset you have to have, but you have to think in the back of those players' minds, they're only high schoolers. They know, like, they're not oblivious to the fact that this might not go their way.
Yeah, and last night, I mean, for Pendleton, it's easy to look at their schedule and be like, you know, the Hoosier Heritage Conference wasn't that crazy strong this year, And, you know, you look at some, I don't, records don't tell the full story, of course. Mount Vernon was a tough matchup. At one point, that was close. You know, they went into that expecting a lot of fight from the Marauders. But they've had multiple blowouts this season. And for Shelbyville Austin, that's a 4-4 team at the start of the game, coming off their best season since 2017. And a coach in his who has had 3 years there, and he's got, finally gotten the ball rolling, and things look a lot better. Their offensive line averaged about 30 pounds more than they did last year. This team is growing. This team is getting better. And, you know, this is the best Golden Bear team we've seen in a long time. The Arabians, they handled business.
No, I mean, usually whenever the Arabians saw them on their schedule and they're going into Yorktown week, obviously they stayed locked in and stayed motivated. But in their minds, they knew that they were probably going to win that game. This year was a different story. They're like, I mean, they're 4-4. They have a chance. They're firing offense. They have a decent young quarterback and a very good running back. The only problem with their quarterback is you don't really know where the ball is going to go. Throwing two early interceptions last night, costly in enemy territory. That's just something that the Golden Bears have to, you know, do better on, and not, you know, those costly mistakes and the costly penalties and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was pretty characteristic of Layden Fitzgerald coming into that. He had thrown 5 interceptions in his last 4 to the previous week versus Mount Vernon, and that was big for Pendleton Heights, I'm sure, and for us. We said they got to capitalize. This is a freshman. You got to put pressure on him, make him nervous, and they did quite that. Let's look at Donovan Martin, their senior running back, coming into the night. He had 199 carries and 1,003 yards. They held him to 72 on the night. One of the weaker performances of the season for Donovan Martin, but that just means the Arabians handled it defensively.
No, and that goes back to the coaching staff getting these guys ready with the drills and the film study that they put in. They broke down the film very well. I feel like the linebackers and the defense knew the answers to the test. They knew what they were going to run. There was only a few plays, like it was either a rollout pass or it was a swing pass to Donovan Martin, and I think that's something that Coach Fitzgerald is probably like, we should have shook it up a little bit more, because there was a lot of repetitive plays last night.
Yeah, there was. Let's talk about, for Pendleton Heights, obviously, we're the Arabian Sports Network. Let's talk about the things to improve. Last night, while it was a nice game, 49-7, there's got a handful of things to improve. Special teams was not their forte last night.
No, early in the game, Arabians received the kickoff, and Will Pulley tried to get under it, but he just couldn't really reel it in. And then later in that game, the same thing really happened. And on one of the punts, Nolan Hobbs wasn't able to reel it in. But Will Pulley was out there during halftime catching him. He's like, in his mind, I have to be better. I texted him last night. He was like, that's just not like me. I don't know what was going on. I talked to coach, and coach is saying, I believe in you. You know what to do. You're a senior. You got this. And I completely believe that that's what's going to happen. I can almost guarantee you won't see any more errors from him.
Yeah, it's good you get senior guys in those positions, because a freshman, you know, might think about that a little bit more than a senior will. Senior knows, all right, you know, we got to keep moving. We got to move on to the next play and do our job. Freshman might not do that as much. So it's good when you have a senior in that position to kind of bounce back. Tackling early looked to be a little bit of not a strong point for the Arabians. I'd say that second half adjustment, they cleaned up special teams. Tackling got a lot better. I don't know what happened the first half. It was a good half of football. Joel Weaver had, you know, 3 touchdowns, and I believe Cooper Sims might have had one for a like total of almost 28 points. But it was just a little sloppier, and they can clean that up. And, you know, you're going to see that into Mount Vernon week next week and further that, assuming they can continue.
Yeah, no. The Arabians letting up that 80-yard screen pass to Donovan Martin, that's what kind of set up that 7 points that you guys saw on the scoreboard. Without that 80-yard receiving reception, then I don't think they score. I don't think they drive down the field. I feel like their freshman quarterback kind of, you know, makes the mistakes that he's been making all game and all season.
Well, we are going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll sit down with head coach of the Arabian football team, Coach Richmond, break down last night's game and preview the sectional matchup. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters, and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children. located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001 or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside Max Heineman in the studio, head coach of the Arabian football team, Jed Richmond. You got a nice win on senior night, 49-7, coach. The only one ahead is your sectional matchup against Mount Vernon. I like to ask every coach this ahead of sectionals. You know, you're trying to peak at the right time. You're trying to play your best football into the tournament. Do you think the Arabians are doing that?
You know, I think our minds are right. I think we've got to be willing to stay locked in. You know, there were moments last night. We were the better team. Take nothing away from Shelbyville. We were the better team, and we had more talent. We had more size. We had more strength. We had more speed. There were times where we weren't very clean out there. That's how I would describe it in all three phases. And I think that's the thing we have to fight internally. So it's a difficult question to answer because I think we're primed and ready. I think we have to grow up, continue to grow up and mature and understand that we cannot allow bad habits to creep in, you know? And, I think that's the thing that, that I hope the players take away from our practice today. I hope the community is excited. I know they're excited. The sectional is the hardest thing to win. And that's not just like a asterisk that I'll put up today for the next month. I mean, it is very hard, to win. I mean, I've been head coach for 16 years. As an assistant, I was able to be a part of 5 sectional championships and 4 trips to the state finals, and It is really, really difficult to get through. And I've been able to coach in the championship numerous times. And there's been a lot of great kids who have heard this same discussion. And these guys, I think, are different. They have bought into what I'm telling them. We've got to go show it every single day. And they've had great energy. They've had great energy this week, last week. We are getting better day by day. We can't allow those bad habits and lapses in focus, to show up on Friday nights. I mean, like this Friday, you know, and I know we'll get to it, but Mount Vernon's over. Everybody knows it. There's a lot of, I mean, we have cousins, you know, on teams on the, you know, this week, and we just got to stay focused on us improving and understand that there's a greater prize ahead if we continue to do that.
Last night, obviously, you guys got the big win last night. Mm-hmm. What was your guys' mindset going into last night's game, and what's the difference between last year's team and this year's team going into the playoffs? What has it changed? Because last year, there was high energy, there was a lot of talent, a big senior class, and we see that a lot right now. What's the difference between this year's class and last year?
Well, I think this is I think this year's group, I mean, it after the Delta game last year, these seniors really gelled with the seniors last year. I think enough was enough, as they've told me, and they decided to do these things and hold others accountable, you know, and they deserve a lot of credit for it. And then you got some current juniors who are a big part of that as well, you know, and with all that said, we went on a run, you know, and we haven't really looked back. And, you know, that went into the off season, that went into our training in January and February. And we did some hard things. We did some tough things we hadn't done before. And mentally, it made these guys tougher. It bonded them. Through the summer, we did some difficult things. We played some better teams. We went to a different camp. We did some things different. And these guys have owned every bit of it. And then, you know, our schedule was changed, adding Garen, and, you know, all that stuff adds up. There's a lot of small things that add up, and that's the stuff that, you know, you don't appreciate as you go through it sometimes as a teenager. But when you look back, it's all built foundation. And so now, here we are on the cusp of a new season here, and it's win or it's over. And, you know, that's why the results driven mindset can't be where we're at. We've got to focus continually on improving. We've got to focus continually on consistency. I think these guys, to your question, have owned that. But they're kids, and we all read press clippings. We all know what we know. And when you're in the battle and it gets a little easier, you know, there's some plays where they tapped out last night. I mean, they're kids too. They were frustrated. I think they expected to compete better. You know what I mean? And you saw that with their running back getting loose and a few pass plays here and there. And, you know, we sputtered a little for a glimpse early on there and didn't get the fourth down, you know. But with all that said, this group has really owned the improvement piece and the maturity piece. And we've got to come in hungry and humble today. This game, the regular season's in the rearview mirror now. All that matters right now is Mount Vernon and really us cleaning some things up.
We'll take it back to last weekend, of course, when the Mount Vernon matchup was drawn. I'm assuming you guys weren't, I don't want to make any assumptions, but I'm assuming you weren't like, were you hoping for a certain matchup? And also, what were your first implications when you see Mount Vernon's going to play Pendleton in Fortville?
Well, you know, I think my reaction was I just saw Yorktown on the other side, which is good. You know, they don't seed, which I wish they would. I'm an advocate for that. You know, had that happened, we'd probably get the bye.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, life isn't fair, so it's all right. You gotta use these opportunities, just like any adversity we may face. You gotta use it for advancement and strength. And you know, we gotta have an urgency. We get to play a rival. I mean, that's a good thing. We cannot worry about Greenfield or Newcastle. You know, we gotta be mature about it, and we also have to enjoy it. You know, I told the seniors this week, which, you know, there's some nostalgia with me. It's hard to show in the middle of all this, but these are awesome kids. And, you know, I've known a lot of them since they were little. Some of them, I don't know if they were ever little. They're big dudes. But I love coaching them. And, you know, to see them go 8-1 in the regular season, something we haven't done for a long time. You know, to do some of the things we've done this year is, I hope the community's proud, you know, because they got a great group of kids they can get behind here. And, you know, so another opportunity to go out and show that, and another opportunity to go out and show what we're all about. And it's definitely fun to do against the Fortville kids.
Yeah, and this is your best record, even heading into the tournament now, that your entire time at Pendleton Heights.
Yeah.
Is there any pressure that comes with it now that it's tournament time, and at any moment, you know, you might have to hang up the jerseys for the year?
Yeah. No, I mean, there's a fear. And so you have, I told the kids Monday, you know, urgency's greater than any of that pressure that you feel. Nobody puts more pressure on myself than me. That sounds very cliche, but it's true. You know, I did last Sunday. I started to feel some angst and some energy. I mean, I didn't sleep well. I don't really sleep well on Sunday nights, but a lot of that was excitement, but a lot of that was just the urgency to get to work, you know? And it's one of those things that if we channel it towards that, you know, you think about that 3 a.m. urgency when you wake up startled and is someone in the house, is someone, it, you know, think about those crazy situations that you might put your mind in. That's the kind of urgency we have to have to protect what we have going here. And, you know, the fight is in the mundane. The fight is in the boring everyday drills that we know. You know, that's the guys were saying things coming off the field last night. They were talking to the coaches about that. And that's the sort of stuff that I'm proud of. They know the answers. Now they're going to have the toughness to fix it immediately because you're not going to get another play. I mean, we only had, I think, 37 offensive plays last night, you know. That's kind of been the way. We haven't had a ton of offense. And so no matter the phase, we've got to make sure we maximize that play and take every opportunity because you don't get it back. And so you can't have regrets and you can't worry about failure. You just got to go and let it rip. You're trained and you got to go do what you're supposed to do. Got to have the urgency for it. You know, the pressure is all from ourselves.
As we talked before, you guys have faced Mount Vernon earlier this season. Does the game plan change at all going into facing a team for the second time in a season?
You know, I think you know each other a little bit better because, you know, while we know each other well, there's things they know we're going to do right now. You know what I mean? I mean, and I know things they're going to do right now. And then there's wrinkles from those, that are obvious, you know, B, C menu type things. You know, at the same time though, it's all about mentally right now. Where are you? Everybody's excited the first time. Now here the second time, how do you get through it? You know, we've been on the short end of that in recent years and then we've beat guys like last year, we beat Greenfield, we beat Newcastle. It's a mental game. You know, you've got to be mentally tougher and stay focused that much sharper because you know what's coming, and or you have to read your keys and be that much more disciplined. You know, because there could be a wrinkle coming off of what they did before. So, you know, it's a complex question, but really, we got to be us. So we're not going to play games and. We're going to go out and we need to control the line of scrimmage. We need to tackle better than we did last night. We need to block better than we did last night. And they pose a threat similar to what Yorktown did to us with the pressure. So we got to work on picking up pressures and attacking those pressures. Just in the immediate, that's where my head's at. So
we're going to take a short break. When we return, we'll continue the conversation about the Arabian football team. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. Coach, you've said it before to the team and to us. This team is really special.
Yeah.
Now I believe you are one of five teams in 4A with a 8-1 record.
Yeah.
I know you keep telling your team, but do they realize how special they are and the potential that they have?
I don't think so. I think, you know, we humble them enough, there's an honest, grounding in there. And, that's the way we gotta be, you know, there'll be time to celebrate when we're done. We gotta be confident and, we gotta enjoy where we're at. You know, there's good teams. There'll be 9-0 teams that lose, this week, you know. I was part of a team that upset an undefeated team when I was a kid. It's one of those things that, you never forget and, you see it every year. So there'll be good 8-1 teams that lose Friday. I mean, it's just like March Madness, man. I mean, it's a crazy time and it's one of those where the teams that handle the adversity and that are mentally tough enough, they're the ones that get through. And so, that's really the challenge at hand is to be us and to keep doing the best we can and you know, if we do that, we've got a chance. If we stray from who we are, well, then we it's a slippery slope, you know.
Yeah, ahead of the game, you quoted Kurt Cignetti in our pregame interview and talking about fresh teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, come tournament time, a lot of teams aren't fresh.
Yeah.
0-8 on paper, Mount Vernon doesn't look too fresh.
Yeah.
What have you seen from them? Do you think they're a fresh team? And are they going to give the Arabians their full drive, their full 100%, you know, all 48 minutes?
Yeah, you know, you don't know about another team's locker room, really. There's a lot of questions in there. All you know is what the film says. They still have playmakers out there. Obviously, team's been getting the better of them. But, you know, that's where I revert back to. We got to kind of clean our own doorstep first. You know, we got to make sure we got to take care of us. That'll handle that. You know, no matter what they throw at us, we've got to fix our miscues and be at our best. And that's no matter the talent. That's the one thing that, you know, we talk about this group being special. That is where special, different. That is where they've taken this program up a notch. We aren't playing to the level of our competition. You saw that last night, with the 21-point first quarter and holding them out of the end zone. I mean, that was a great start on an emotional, different type of night, you know. And we've had games. Even the week before, I thought that was a great adjustment to the week before. We start out kind of, I don't even know if we were flat, but, man, we spotted them 10 points, you know, and it's like, what are we doing? It's not what we do. It's not the way this is supposed to go, you know? And so last night we didn't allow that to happen. It was a choice. We were ready, protected the ball. We didn't turn it over. Joel Weaver, I mean, 8 carries, 210 yards. Those are his official stats. 3 touchdowns, it's pretty good. That's a statement, you know, and that's a team statement. Holding their best back to under 100, who's had, six 100-yard games maybe, and we see what could have held them to less. So there are other teams that we may face. Their best players are playing their best ball. I haven't watched any film really on Mount Vernon. I mean, we've seen other teams play them, but I'm not really paying attention to them. I mean that sincerely. I look more at formations, and I don't really look at what they're playing. If I notice something, it's either really good or really bad, and I didn't see one way or the other. You know what I mean? So I'm more looking at how other teams are aligning to their formations, stuff like that, and how they're defending. That's what we're studying as we go here. If there's cross schedules. So
yeah. Going into playoff football, it's a completely different game. Playoff football to regular season football, everybody's firing on all cylinders. Everybody's excited. It's getting colder out. The weather's changing.
There's a buzz.
There is a buzz. How does that change your guys' game plan at all? Are you guys going to run it more whenever it's colder? Are you going to push the ball downfield with Mount Vernon's not as skilled defense?
Yeah, I think we got to take what they give us. I mean, that sounds like the same thing every week, but it's true. You know, I mean, Brant gives us the ability to do both, you know, and the receivers, I think everybody had a touch last night as we talked after the game, you know, and that's awesome. That's what the spread offense should do. Sometimes it's not needed. And sometimes, you know, sometimes if it is raining, I mean, we gotta hunker down and run the football and protect the football. We need to do whatever it takes to win. And I think we're prepared to do that, and both defensively and offensively and special teams, you know, we've got to clean some things up there, just uncharacteristic coverage, and guys are working hard at that. We're getting better at it, but then we're not executing it as well. So, all those things will show up now more than ever. They're magnified. And we've just got to make sure we do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, this is a little uncharacteristic of a question, but, you know, obviously you've got the new schedule changes this year. You add Garen onto the schedule, they've had a tough season, but they've got, you know, they competed with 6A Pike. They've got wins over Colfer Academy.
They're 5-4 on the season.
So. They're a good team.
Yeah.
Lebanon was 7-1 until this week where they took their second loss. Mm-hmm. You, even early in the season, you beat teams that have proven to be really good this year. Yep. And now with that being the last time you play Shelbyville for the future, as well as Newcastle, There's a potential for you guys to add a lot more fun, interesting matchups of better teams, you know, where you look at conferences, whatever you want to look at. You're playing really good teams. How does that feel, you know, post these matchups after they've been scheduled and all the work that's been into that?
Well, I kind of enjoy showing our brand of football off, you know, and, you know, next year we play Southport instead of Shelbyville. We're still looking for someone for Newcastle. But playing a 6A team, be the first time we ever play a 6A team, you know. So week nine, we get to, I think we're going to Southport. So that'll be different. And, you know, win or lose, we're back in a 4A sectional. So that's a big opportunity for us, you know. And they've been down a little bit, but they've had championship pedigree before. It's been a few years, but you know, they were looking for week nine's tough to schedule. I mean, because it just is most of the time that's a conference game, and so I was glad we got a game. And you know, it is against the 6A, so we'll see what we're made of next year against that. But you know, at the same time, like it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, we've got to play who's scheduled, and we look for a balance. But you know, our conference is really difficult. And so there's a balance of, you know, we want to be competitive, but, you know, we don't want to necessarily play a number one team in the state every week, you know. We want to build, and I feel like right now we can compete with a lot of teams, and we're building the right way. So we just got to continue to stay on that course.
That was a bold move to put a 6A team on week nine. Are you worried? Are you in the athletic department? Like, you know, teams like to build a streak. You got four wins heading into the tournament in a row right now, and now you've scheduled a 6A school for week nine.
Yeah.
Is that not a threat to you, or are you just excited for another competitive matchup?
No, I mean, I think it's really, we have not this, it's a non-conference. We have nothing to lose. I mean, it's a good challenge, you know, one way or the other to, you know, to go on a road trip. Which you'll have to do in the tournament eventually, play in a different environment. I mean, as a kid, I always enjoyed that. As a coach, I enjoy that. I talk about it in the summer, you know, like we went to Martinsville this year. That was different. At camp, we played Castle, which is from Evansville. We played Lafayette Central Catholic. You know, we played some different teams this year from around the state. And that's fun, you know, and it's one of those things that you know, we're always looking to kind of branch out a little bit. We've tried to get some schools closer, and they were not interested. So that's okay. We'll play who we can.
That'll wrap it up for this interview, Coach. Your team looks really hot, and we'll see you in Mount Vernon.
Yeah, go Arabians.
All right, thanks for joining me. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone is 765-229-5900. Online at drdanawright.com. This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. In the studio now, two offensive linemen for the Arabian football team. Guys, it's been a minute since we've done a live interview. How's your day going?
It's going pretty well. How are you?
My day's going pretty well. Really tired.
We've got Kemper Owens and Carter Marling in the studio today. So you guys sit currently in an 8-1 record. You got a nice win last night over a tough Shelbyville team. You got Mount Vernon next week with the regular season under your belt. How do you guys feel about the team and the future that lies ahead?
I think we're all very confident. 8-1's a great record. I don't know how many times that's been done in school history, so I think we feel great.
Yeah, I feel great about this too, but we have to keep this momentum going so we can get to that final goal that we've had marked for forever.
Carter, you obviously being a senior right now, and Kemper, you're a second-year varsity starter. How does the leadership on the O-line work? There's a lot of juniors and a lot of seniors on the O-line. How does the leadership work?
I think a lot of it is just all of us being one, all of us being brothers, whether we're seniors, juniors, sophomores, like we all need each other, and I think that that's been something that a lot of teams haven't been able to do, but us being able to recognize that we need the younger guys and we need everybody to just be one, I think that's one of our strengths.
Yeah. The past years, like, the teams have just been so boring. Like, they're just too serious. This year we've been just, like, we've been loose, having fun, playing as one, and it's just been paying off.
Last night it proved with Shelbyville having a lot of penalties on their side. You guys are playing great, clean football on the line, and you know, have you guys hit your stride? Teams want to hit their stride as they're going into the tournament and be playing their best football now because the matchups are only going to get harder. Do you think you guys are currently in your stride right now playing the best football you have?
I'd say so, but there's definitely room for improvement. We have to go to practice and execute and just get better and better.
I think we're just getting into our stride. I mean, since that Yorktown game, we've really just got punched in the face. We got to realize that not every game is going to be a blowout, and that we actually have to fight. So we're just now getting to our stride, and we're going to do whatever it takes to get that championship.
Carter, you're a senior, so you've seen a lot of offensive linemen go through over the years. How is this offensive line room different to the years past? And Kemper, you the same way. You've seen a lot of classes go through. You've seen the 2023 class. That was a big class with a big old line room who had a lot of, you know, really big guys, a lot of leaders. What have you guys seen change over the years?
I think a lot of it is just us being one. Like I said earlier, like, we need the younger guys, and I think maybe last year we realized that. I mean, we had three sophomores starting in the sectional championship, and I mean, that just proves, like, we need those younger guys, and we can't do this by ourselves, so we need Kemper Owens, we need Brandon Unimaker, we need Tyree Skellington, we need all these guys.
Yeah, it's really changed because these guys, we're a smaller line, but we're a lot quicker. We play as one, as Carter said, and, I mean, it opens up for us.
Yeah, you guys are one of five 4A teams right now with an 8-1 record. That's pretty special. Coach Richmond and his coaching staff has really preached how special this team is in comparison to years prior, and I asked him just about 10 minutes ago, do you think the team realizes that? And he said no. Do you guys notice how special you are compared to teams of past and the potential that lies ahead?
I think we definitely see the potential. I think we see the potential.
Yeah, we really do see it. It's just like we don't see all the stats and all that stuff. We just like go in there, have some fun, kick some butt, and that's it.
Joel Weaver, obviously, I don't know what he is right now in rushing yards. Total rushing yards in the conference, like his ranking, but he's definitely up there, obviously having 200 rushing yards last night. That's not all him. That starts up front. That starts with getting the hole open and being able to penetrate. How does that feel for you guys?
Joel Weaver's a dog, first of all, but, I mean, it's just very nice having a guy back there that'll do whatever it takes for the team. Joel Weaver's a great kid. Just for him to run and do whatever it takes, like, we really appreciate that.
This all his yards really happen because he trusts us to give him the holes. He trusts that we're going to make this hole for him so he can just burst out and run 80-yard touchdowns every time.
Yeah, going into the season, you know, obviously this is a very hungry team. You're coming off that tough loss to New Pal last year, and since then you haven't really looked back. How has the mindset changed from the start of the season when you guys were super hungry to now? You have a lot more games on your belt, and it's been a long time since then. Are you still that hungry, or you still have that competitive edge?
100%. You know, our motto this year was unfinished business, and we're not satisfied just going 8-1. The record's good and all, the regular season's good and all, but we still have a sectional to look forward to, so, yeah.
Yeah, after that loss, we really just put it behind us and got even hungrier. I mean, I'm hungry right now, but...
You're always hungry.
I think we got to keep on getting hungry, I guess.
Yeah. Obviously, you guys are very humble with Joel Weaver and his success. Has the body fatigue set in? I know we're going into the playoffs, and it's, you know, late in the season, so there's body soreness and injuries like that. How are you guys fatigue-wise?
I'd say we're great. I think as a unit, we've done very well at staying healthy, and our coaches have done really well at just letting us do the extra things, stretching, icing, you know what I mean? Just letting us be healthy.
Yeah, I feel like we take advantage of the time we get to rest. A lot of people just don't take it really serious. But if you take it serious, you'll feel perfect every day.
Let's go back to last week, and of course they draw sectionals, and you guys eventually get Mount Vernon. You all meet as a team for that. Were you hoping for a bye? Were you hoping to play a certain team? And, you know, what's the mindset when you see, all right, we're going to be playing the Marauders in Fortville?
Well, the seniors were all together. I'm not sure really what the group was looking forward to. I did want to see Yorktown in the sectional championship, so, I mean, I'm glad we got that. But we're really excited for Mount Vernon. We have that, first of all.
Yeah, I wasn't at the senior thing because I'm not a senior, but I wasn't really watching it. I didn't really care what we got. I just knew that when we go in there, we're gonna destroy.
Facing a team like Mount Vernon, you guys faced them earlier this season. You guys had a game plan. You're facing them again. How does the game plan change at all going into this week?
I'm not sure. That's really the coach's kind of thing. But whatever Coach Jesse puts in front of us and tells us to do, we're going to go out and execute.
Yeah, we really, like, when we played them, we really wanted to be there because we have a rival with them. They just did not want to look. They didn't look like they wanted to be there. So we had that over them.
Yeah, of course. I got their roster pulled up right now. On the edge, they've got Max Davis, a senior, who weighs 178. On the other side, Grady Furness, 189. What do you guys remember about this Marauder team? On paper, they look a little undersized, and they also didn't have the same personnel that's going to play next Friday. They were dealing with some injuries, and they're a tough team, especially with the 0-8 record that they have right now. What do you remember from that Mount Vernon matchup?
I mean, I remember them being just a gritty kind of team. Obviously, the scoreboard doesn't show, but you got to go over there and think. Those are seniors playing in what could be their last game, so I expect a fight out of them, and I just remember a gritty group.
Yeah, I saw how we play, like, as a team. They looked like they didn't really play as a team. They wanted to make plays, so they looked better as a team, but they didn't play as a team.
That makes sense. Going into this week, hold on, I lost my train of thought. I forgot what I was going to ask.
It's too early for this show, man.
No. Going into this week, they are undersized. How do you guys, you know, execute that? What does that mean to you? Playoff football is completely different. You guys, you know, being 8-1 going up against an 0-9 team or 0-8 team, you know that you guys have the advantage. They know they have the disadvantage, so they're probably going to be out there harder. Playoff football is completely different. How does that change for you guys?
I'm not sure it changes anything. Our preparation is going to stay the same for if we're going to play Mount Vernon in week one of the sectional championship, or if we're going to play the Indianapolis Colts next weekend. Like, we're going to train and prepare as hard as we can.
Yeah, I'm a smaller lineman, so I knew that, like, I have to be a lot quicker than most of these big guys. And then, like, they're obviously a small team, right? And so they're going to be quick. They were pretty quick, but, like, we're quicker. We got them.
What professional player do you think you could beat one-on-one? Crazy question here.
I'm not sure there's any. I don't think I could beat any of them.
Aaron Donald.
Yeah. We can try to get that set up.
Shepherd, bro, you're not doing that.
That'll about wrap it up for this interview. We appreciate you guys joining us. This is a quick interview we made on the fly. And, you know, good luck next week. You sit at 8-1. We're really excited, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right, stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone is 765-229-5900. Online at drdanawright.com. This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
As more club and travel sports pop up every year, they often muddy the waters on what the purpose of sports should be for student athletes at this age.
But high school sports are different.
It's not about becoming the best athletes, it's about becoming the best people.
It's not about scholarships, it's about coaches mentoring you, camaraderie with your teammates, and the connection you build with your school community.
It's not about year-round training. It's about developing resilience, responsibility, and a strong work ethic for life.
It's not about what am I going to get out of this, it's about playing for something bigger than yourself, for your team, your school, and your entire community.
High school sports help us grow in ways that will serve us for the rest of our lives, not just in the game.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Support what makes education-based athletics different by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing students as people. This is fulfilling a greater purpose. This is your IHSAA.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here by Max Heineman. Max, we've had a pretty good coaches show today. A lot of our questions have been answered. Of course, last night was the Shelbyville matchup. Last time we'll see the Golden Bears for the extended future in football. And then next week is Mount Vernon. We're seeing some great Arabian football.
No, we really are. Something that, you know, the Arabians take pride in is their resilience. Just like Kemper and Carter just said that the free time that they have, they, you know, emphasize their health and their well-being and all this stuff that a lot of teams don't do, and that's a credit to our trainers and our medical staff here at the high school. It's just impressive the way that they're able to, you know, stay healthy and stay locked in.
Yeah, let's preview this Mount Vernon matchup. Of course, the Marauders 0-9 right now. They've had a tough schedule, okay? It has been a tough year for them. They started off with the Noblesville Millers. They lost 21-6. Then they played Franklin Community Grizzly Cubs, and they lost that one 27-13. After that, you know, that's Hoosier Heritage Conference play. Greenfield, New Pell, Delta, Pendleton Heights, Newcastle, Shelbyville, and Yorktown. Last time we played the Marauders, of course, was in week 7. 49-21, Pendleton Heights got that win. It was a nice game. Me and Max, we were on that game. What did you see? Obviously, they got Mason Meyer, junior baseball commit. That was a pretty tough team. They were gutsy, but I think Pendleton Heights definitely broke them.
You know, Mason Meyer has good, you know, arm talent and can get it done with his legs. He just, you know, his reads, his pre-snap reads, he looks at one guy and he makes his mind up before the snap. That's where he wants to go. I feel like that's why, you know, Wyatt Elijah had a pick in that game. Talon Foster had two picks in that game. It's just stuff, it's little stuff like that to where it could change the duration of your season.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to mention in that matchup, Jacob Eldridge did not play. Of course, you had D. Hyden and Michael Emish. That was the first game where Turner Seal out. This is going to look a little different. That first half, Mason Meyer was running. He was putting on a clinic on the ground. He picked up many first downs that the Arabians did not like to see. Second half, Pendleton Heights made that adjustment. They did enough to stop Mason Meyer and that rushing attack. I want to say he had less than 10 yards in the second half. He was completely locked up. And now with more pass rush, it's going to be a tough night for Mason Meyer next Friday.
No, Jacob Eldridge, he just brings a new type of leadership and a new, like a coach's role into that defensive line room. And he, you know, he's quick, he's fast, he's aggressive, he's physical, he's able to get to the quarterback, he's able to get to Mason Meyer. He can match his speed if he really wants to. And I feel like we'll see a lot of that next week at Mount Vernon.
Yeah, this offense is Mason Meyer led and driven. Their running back number one is Evan Privet. He had 22 carries for 39 yards ahead of that matchup. They don't run the ball much. If they do, it's with Mason Meyer. When we played him, he had 119 yards, and he's got more than that now. But, I mean, for 43 carries, he's not getting a lot per game. You know, they thrive with the passing attack. You've got Evan Privet, who has 13 receptions when we played them for 174 yards and a touchdown. But, you know, I don't remember anything crazy in that game. They just played typical football. They had a lot of turnovers and a lot of sloppy miscues, and that's what lost them a football game. This is an 0-9 team, and Pendleton Knights cannot overlook them, of course. They are a backyard rival. They have knocked us out of the playoffs a few too many times in history, and, you know, you never know with Mount Vernon around the corner.
I think going into this game, Coach Richmond coaches with a chip on his shoulder, especially against Mount Vernon. A lot of these guys play with a chip on their shoulder against Mount Vernon. I feel like, you know, the resilience and all that will come into effect. That 21 points you see on the scoreboard, that wasn't really from the first team offense of Mount Vernon. That was really from the JV team that was brought in later whenever it was a, you know, 42-point blowout lead. And you won't see that in playoffs. You keep your first team out there unless it's like a 60-point blowout.
Now, of course, in our interview today, Coach Richmond told us, first time I'm hearing this, you know, I kind of like live and breathe the Raven football right now. It's we're in season. It's kind of a lot of pay attention to. I call all the games. I feel like I'm pretty knowledgeable, you know, from the average person. We're playing Southport next year. First time I've heard about that, the Southport Cardinals in week 9, replacing that Shelbyville matchup, which we knew was going to go. Southport 1-8 on the season. They are a 6A school, important to mention. Pendleton Knights, I don't know if they've ever played a 6A school. Obviously, the highest ranked school that they play right now is New Pal, who is 5A. Southport this year, 1-8. On paper, you know, that's pretty tough. But they're playing all 5A and 6A schools. They don't have any other. This 4A is going to be the lowest school they've played in a long time. They have scored not a lot of points this year. Weeks 1 through 5, and they did not score a touchdown. But they played 6A Pike, 6A Columbus North, 6A Perry Meridian, 5A Franklin. Those are all really good teams. After that, they played Cathedral. And then they finally played Bloomington South, got their first touchdown of the year in week 6. And then Terre Haute North, they won 36-0. Their season has been backwards. It's just been blowout games all the way through. And I'm really excited to see this 4A, 6A matchup. It's on paper, you don't know, because it's a 6A school that hasn't been tested against a really good 4A school that's ranked, you know, top 5 in 4A.
No, 6A school is, 6A is completely different to 5A or to 4A. 4A to 6A, that is a huge jump. And playing, it doesn't matter what the record is, they're in 6A for a reason. They're a big school. We're also a medium-sized school, but they have gotten a lot of, you know, success this year, being 8-1 on the season. And, I mean, the Ravens have had a lot of blowout wins. Credit their offense and their defense for holding and just, you know, all-around good team wins. And I'm excited to see what happens next year.
Yeah, Southport ranked right now currently 212 in the state, 212th best team. Pendleton Heights at the head of that Shelbyville game last night, it looks like they were 25th in the state. So on paper, looks like Pendleton Heights might have the advantage also. You know, we don't know what the team's going to look like next year or so, a year out. But I like it. You know, I loved it when I figured out we were playing Garin Catholic. That's a really good team, coached by a Hall of Fame coach. Lebanon has gotten a lot better in recent years, and most of these Hoosier Heritage teams. I mean, Shelbyville, 1-7 for the or 1-8 for the past however many years, is their best record this year, and they're 4-4 since 2017. These teams are getting better. Thus, Arabian football is getting stronger.
Arabian football is obviously getting stronger with sophomore running back Joel Weaver having a huge night last night, and he's only going to get better with age and with time. He's, you know, all around a great player, led by a great offensive line, a good quarterback in Brent Gray. He's able to get the ball out. He's able to do it with his legs.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Marauders really fast here. Of course, Pendleton Knights, they've seen Mason Meyer before. He's a junior baseball commit. He's two and a half seasons as the varsity starter. He's familiar with football. They won the last one. This is going to be a really good matchup. It's always nice when you see these people in the background. The winner of this one's going to play the winner of Greenfield Central Newcastle. That site will depend on who wins or loses both of the games. And then, you know, obviously the winner of that one would advance to the championship where, you know, I'd say they play Yorktown. We saw Carter talk about that. Obviously, you know, Pendleton Heights and Yorktown's on both sides of the bracket. They would likely meet, assuming they worked out by record, all the way to the championship in the sectional championship. And that game was a dogfight. I'd like to see what both teams' adjustments are, but, you know, we can't get too ahead.
I'm excited to see what happens this week. Obviously, Arabians and Mount Vernon have played already this year. I'm excited to see if any game plans change, any new formations, trick plays. Obviously, it's playoff football, so it's not the same, not near the same as regular season football. There's more going into it. There's more to win. There's more to lose.
Yep, that'll about wrap it up for me and Max. Thank you guys for tuning in, whether you listen for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or the whole thing. Have a great Saturday. Thanks to all our sponsors and contributors and anyone who makes this possible. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Tired of boring old podcasts? Flip it around with Arabian Rundown, our bi-weekly podcast posted every other Thursday. This isn't your typical podcast. Get ready to dive into wild conversations, fun topics, and awesome conversations with the WEEM podcast staff. Listen to Arabian Rundown anywhere you get your podcasts. Watch the video version on our YouTube at WEEM Media.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.